Good afternoon and welcome back to the KWMT Power Lunch. Today I welcome Michael Telford to the program. Michael is the Executive Director of the Iowa Farm Animal Care Coalition. And Michael, I appreciate you joining me here this afternoon.
Duane, it's always a pleasure to be on the air with you.
Now, if you would, share with the KWMT listeners when the coalition was formed and I guess the role of the Iowa Farm Animal Care Coalition, Michael.
Well, the Iowa Farm Animal Coalition was created in 2012, and it essentially is Iowans working together for responsible farm animal care. The vision of IFAC is that every Iowa farm animal receives proper animal care, and we do that through several different efforts. Number one is we promote responsible and humane farm animal care. Number two is we answer the public's questions in regards to livestock production. And in some cases, if there is a concern with a production operation, we will provide independent professional evaluations from a team at Iowa State University. So those are the primary things that we do. But one thing I really enjoy, Duane, I think as time goes on, there's more and more people that are not associated with the farm anymore. Generation after generation, we end up with fewer and fewer farmers and fewer folks that know about food production and especially livestock production. And I think it's only human nature if you don't understand something that you obviously don't have as much faith as if you were involved in. So we try to answer those questions that people may have in regards to livestock production and some of the things that producers do that consumers may not understand.
Yeah, and I was looking at the list on your website there. It looks like you got the who's who of veterinarians when it comes to dairy, beef, poultry, pork, and sheep and goats. So a lot of great representation there, isn't there?
The team at Iowa State is nothing short of outstanding. And when we do send a team out from Iowa State, we include an ethologist, which is a fancy word for somebody that's trained to think like an animal, in the veterinary corps, as well as a production specialist. And so it doesn't really matter which particular species, we're going to have somebody that knows exactly the best way to raise those animals. And that's primarily because if we are out remediating a herd, it doesn't matter if it's cows, pigs, chickens, or small ruminants, we want them to be successful. And so we hook them in with extension, ongoing education, as well as giving them a report on their particular operation.
Well, you talked about people that might not know all the facts when it comes to livestock production. I would imagine with all of the misinformation about modern livestock production practices, I mean, I would have to think that education's got to be a big part of your mission.
And education is one of the mainstays of our program. And, you know, it's one of those things, Duane, you know, there's some people that, you know, they may call and ask, well, why is it that producers don't open their farms up and just let people walk through? And, of course, the reason is biosecurity. And it's interesting how in these days of COVID, how all of a sudden, consumers do understand that you really don't want any transmission. So, you know, we try to direct them to videos and websites where they can actually see animals in production. And it's interesting in that a lot of producers these days actually have cameras in their facilities so that they can monitor not just the animals, but the employees and the activities that are taking place inside those buildings to take care of the animals.
Yeah, you know, when it comes to animal care, I mean, over the last several years, we've seen implementation of, well, I guess the beef quality assurance program as well as the pork quality assurance programs. And, I mean, those just have to play right into your mission as well.
Well, and certainly when we talk about pork quality assurance, PQA, or beef quality assurance, all of those programs have an animal welfare component. And that's an important part of their certification for the program and assurances to the consumers that those products are being produced with the highest ethics when it comes to animal welfare and animal care.
Yeah, when it comes to swine production, I mean, here in Iowa, we still see several methods of care, don't we? I mean, traditional pastures, we're seeing hoop buildings as well as the modern barns. I mean, all kind of unique in their own way.
Well, I'll tell you what, I learned a long time ago, there's more than one way to raise pigs. And we still have producers that, that are farrowing outside in some localities. But most of the production has gone inside. And the primary reasons for that is that it's a much more efficient use of production. The animals are actually cleaner, and you can control the environment. And on these warm summer days that we're having, Duane, I'm sure you've been in some of these barns in the past where they have evaporative coolers.
Yeah.
And it's nothing more than air conditioning. And so those animals are in very, very good shape that are inside those buildings. But the main thing when you get into hot weather like this is to make sure that the animals have access to good, clean, clear water. And we are so fortunate in Iowa, even though we do have warm days, every evening we always cool down. It always goes into the 70s. And when you look at animal production, when you get down in the southern part of the United States, they actually have to change the breeding on some of the animals because it is so hot and it doesn't cool down at night.
Yeah, well, this is certainly one of the hottest times of year right now. Besides, I guess, fresh water, what other things do producers do to, make sure the animals are cared for in these hot summer days?
Well, once again, I think the main thing is make sure that they have access to water. Obviously, if they can have access to shade during the day, that's important. And throughout the year, it doesn't matter. They have to have access to enough feed and energy that they will produce and move forward in that production cycle. So, obviously, food is important, but it's not near as critical as it is during the winter months when you need more energy. But if they've got access, particularly animals outside, to some fairly good grass, hay, pasture, they're in pretty good shape. I think with COVID, we've seen some of the beef producers slow those animals down to what we call a cold ration. So they may not be as heavily on grain to try to stretch out the harvest dates. And we've seen the same thing with some pork producers where, they would, potentially add something like wheat to the diet, which still provides a protein, but it's not near as high as energy feed as a typical corn-soybean ration.
Right. Now, you talked about COVID-19. I guess, Mike, it's no secret that COVID-19 presented challenges for livestock producers, and several had to make tough decisions when it came to their livestock herds. Are we starting to see things turn around a little bit as packing plants start to ramp back up?
Well, I tell you what, as the packers instituted the necessary health requirements inside the plants to ensure the workers' safety, the plants basically had to go through a rotation where they institute those practices, so they might close down for a few weeks, and then they would come back online. The result of that has been that we are probably close to about 80% when we're looking at the pork industry as far as capacity with where we were pre-COVID. So we're still not slaughtering as many animals or harvesting as many hogs today as we were pre-COVID, but obviously that's a pretty good percentage of where we were. So as a result, producers have slowed those animals down. They've also backed off, if you look at the latest hog and pig report, on the number of females that they're keeping for future breeding. And I think that's until everything settles out. Over on the beef side, obviously, those animals can be stretched out just by slowing some of the rations down. And in the poultry industry, The big thing has been to obviously schedule the animals so that they can control that. With eggs, it's a little bit more of a problem in that a lot of fresh eggs were going into the restaurant industry, and as a result of COVID, they've had to transfer some of those restaurant sales into powdered eggs.
Right. Now, what are some of the most common questions that you get at Iowa Farm Animal Care? I guess some of the issues that you probably address the most, Mike.
Well, lots of times I just get questions on production issues. I've had consumers that would send in, pictures of a piece of equipment and say, I'm really concerned this animal's under stress. It's out in the middle of a field. I asked them to take a picture, send it to me, and it turns out that it's a very expensive mobile calf feeder. And even though they thought the calf was restrained inside of it, it wasn't. It was just going in basically a feeding stall and eating, and then it could wander wherever it wanted to. I've had people call, how do they make sure that the pigs stay cool in livestock transportation? And also, how do they make sure that they stay warm in the wintertime? And as you know, Duane, those professionally designed livestock trailers, have holes in them, which, truckers can either add bedding or they can add plastic and modify, increase, or decrease the ventilation inside that kind of a structure. So it depends. I mean, I get questions occasionally, how do you know that the animals are essentially unconscious, when they're harvested? And a lot of people don't know that, these plants use carbon monoxide to render those animals unconscious, in the harvesting process.
Now, if listeners have questions, Mike, how can they get in touch with you?
Well, I tell you what, I really encourage everyone, Duane, to go to Iowa Farm Animal Care, our website, and instead of .com, it's .org. But if they do a search on Iowa Farm Animal Care, they can go to our website. We have a lot of good links on there, and we also have our toll-free phone number. The phone number is 1-800-252-0577. And we encourage them to call. We'd love to visit with them. If they've got questions about livestock production, we certainly want to answer those. And ultimately, if they think that they see some farm animals that are not receiving proper care, please give us a call. I borrow the moniker from the Transportation Association all the time. If you see something, please say something. Occasionally, we'll have a producer that will get sick and maybe not be able to take care of their livestock. And if that's the situation, please report it to us. We have sometimes hobby farmers that they think it'd be really romantic to go out and get a few animals and start raising them. And then they find out it's not near as romantic as it looks. And if they have producers that are in their neighborhood that they're concerned about, with the animals and what they're doing, please call and let us know, because we want to make sure that those animals receive proper care.
Right. I guess I should ask before we wrap up here, I mean, are there things that you don't cover?
Well, once in a while I will get a call in regards to like an environmental issue, and we really don't get into the environmental side of things. There are and what I do is I refer them to other organizations like the Coalition for Family Farmers. If they have like an environmental issue, we don't handle those per se, but there's lots of organizations that do, and they do a great job. Occasionally I will get a question very specifically on veterinary medical care or veterinary medical practices. And some of those, if they're over my head, I refer them to the veterinary corps where they can get specific answers.
Are there other coalitions like this in the country then?
We are really the only one in the United States that's modeled to do what Iowa Farm Animal Care does. Originally, this was a program that started at one of the provinces up in Canada We thought it was a tremendous idea, and we do it here. But we're about the only organization that not only reaches out to the public to answer their questions, but also does remediation on herds. So we try to address, if there are issues, give the producer all the information that he needs in order to be successful.
All right, great information. Hey, can we get that telephone and website information from you before we wrap up here?
Yeah, once again, if you just remember, Iowa Farm Animal Care, all one word, .org, that's our website. And the phone number, which is also on the website, is 1-800-252-0577.
All right, very good. Michael, is there anything else you want to add before I let you go today?
Please stay safe and stay cool. Obviously, with these warm days coming up, make sure that you have plenty of water, and so does your livestock.
All right, well said. Again, Michael Telford is the Executive Director of the Iowa Farm Animal Care Coalition. And Michael, as I wrap up here, I appreciate your time this afternoon.
Dwayne, I appreciate the opportunity to be on the air with you.
The KWMT Power Lunch program on True Country 540 KWMT.